Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Anthony Minetti, who is the president of Bentley Prince Street. Anthony, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, good to have you with us. Actually, you've been in the news lately. You actually had a couture design contest. You had some people develop out of carpet some dresses. You've gotten a lot of press on it. I mean, you were in the news in L.A. You guys had a huge event in downtown L.A. right after NeoCon. And what this is you had people design, which Bentley Prince Street's been known for fashion, so it's just a natural for you, but you had people design dresses out of carpet, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you know, it really is a culmination of our whole, starting at our NeoCon story. You know, we drove home the L.A. story, our California roots, which, you know, it's well known. We're very proud of the fact that we're still out here manufacturing carpeting in the state of California. Mm-hmm. Where there once was 18 carpet mills, there's 5 left. So right. We're proud to be here and have been doing it since 79. So our NeoCon presence was around the L.A. story, and we really started with art, culture, and fashion. And, you know, we took it to the next level when we got back home after NeoCon and had a post-NeoCon event. We partnered with the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. The designers there just created some amazing outfits out of our newly launched products from NeoCon that have gotten a lot of local press. And to your point, we had an amazing event at the AT&T building downtown on the 50th floor. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's been really picked up by the local news. And this was a live newscast around designed products out of carpeting from an L.A. company. So it was a pretty good publicity for Bentley Prince Street, and it's continuing.
Well, let me just add, and by the way, I'm going to put a link to this interview so people can see this, because since this is an audio show, you really can't enjoy it unless you see these dresses. And actually, on this clip, if your listeners will look at this, you'll see they had models wearing these dresses, so you see them moving around, and they truly look like garments, and they are made out of carpet. I guess my favorite was that Domestic Alchemy, which, you know, had the tunnel around her neck, and it was just a gorgeous product. So just to fill me in a little bit, how did this come about?
Well, I'll tell you, it came about, you know, as our team worked with a group around merchandising and marketing for our national sales meeting, and the company is a Paradigm Shift, who we worked out here locally with, and they've put a good marketing position together for us around our L.A. story, you know, that whole California roots, which we're going to continue to drive. So it started there, and they had some deep connections in the Fashion Institute of Design and merchandising, and then we looked at, you know, products that have our L.A. roots, so Hollywood Sequel, California Bilineal, the Silver Screen Collection, all these products were then, you know, positioned as well as Domestic Alchemy for the designers to build something, and it really has taken to the next level. I mean, it's for us, the products look beautiful on the floor. They look amazing when you have models showing them around town, and I'll tell you, the big thing for us is the major event that's coming is Fashion Night Out here. It goes from September 8th through the 22nd, and we were asked by Neiman Marcus to take the 6 outfits and have them in the windows for this Fashion Night Out 2 weeks here in September. So it's exciting for our company, and it's one that we're going to keep capitalizing on. Maybe we can do something else with it as we move forward.
And it's tremendous for your brand because, as I said earlier, you are known for fashion, and this takes it one step up because, I mean, you know, you're known for beautiful carpets, but to have models wearing these products that don't look like flooring products at all, it's fantastic. So you say this is going to be on display at Fashion Island in Newport Beach, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, in Neiman Marcus. They'll actually be in their windows for 2 weeks there, and so we'll get a lot of press through Neiman Marcus on them. And, you know, again, one of the things we need to stay is focused on the things we do well, and I really believe we have some really beautiful products, and we're really going to maximize how we can market them in ways that maybe we haven't done in the past. And getting back to that L.A. base of art, culture, and fashion, and, you know, fashion's still alive and well in California, and we think there's an opportunity for us to market ourselves in that manner. You know, we're doing the Emmys this year. All the carpet you'll see on the Emmy Awards is going to be Bentley Prince Street. We did the Pirates of Caribbean new movie premiere was all our product. And, and we were just on HGTV's Design Star and the NBC's The Apprentice, which was filmed out here. So we've gotten a lot of press. They're asking about our company through many venues now. I think sustainability is one. They hear about our company as part of Interface Inc., and I think it's really resonating now into new markets for us, and, you know, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and actually, you know, just to point out, you did win a NeoCon Best of Show Gold in the carpet category,
right?
for Silver Screen, so that's a beautiful
product. Yeah, Silver Screen Collection. Yeah, it's actually one of the outfits, so that's exciting.
Aside from that, it's a great story. I want to make sure everybody heard about it, but I don't get to talk to you that frequently. Tell us a little bit about how business conditions are out there.
Well, thanks, Kemp. First, thanks for the opportunity to speak with you this morning. I always appreciate it. Business. I tell you, we started out strong, and when I say to you, the business felt a little better the first half of the year. And I think, you know, with all the uncertainty in the markets today, and a lot going on and around the world, I think our business is like everyone else's. There's been a little bit of a slowdown, and I definitely would say to you that it's still a grind out there. You know, I've been telling our leadership team that you know, the challenges for getting orders in are still out there, and we're fighting for every job. But I do definitely believe that there's business. However, it's tightened up again, and I think it's all tied to, you know, the economy and things that we see out in the marketplace right now. You know, the banks are still tight on lending. That affects our dealers from placing orders. So it felt better the first half of the year. I'm getting a little bit of a knot in my stomach here in the third quarter, but, you know, I'm still an optimistic guy, and I think that, you know, things will continue to uptick for us. We're just going to need to stay really focused on what we do well, and our core competency is providing products that we can make effectively and profitably.
Well, and Anthony, you Bentley Prince Street plays on the upper end of the commercial market, so I'm sure as people are looking to remodel or whatever they are on the commercial side, they've got to think twice about whether or not they want to spend for products as striking as yours.
Well, I think I'll tell you, we're a better company when we're doing a lot of the renovation work than when there's new construction or the big projects that are out there. Those are the ones that, you know, always challenge the budgets, you know, and we're a better company when we can work directly with the design firms and our end users and do a better job of negotiating through contractual pricing and product mix, you know.
Yeah.
I'm one of those proponents that, you know, I don't believe the world should all be modular or broadloom, or I think we should continue to offer our clients both, and that's what some of the things that we're doing. And I think, you know, that'll allow us to maybe differentiate a little bit in the marketplace with our partnerships with Parterre and Crossville and these other things that we're doing with other companies. I think it allows us to maybe differentiate ourselves, because you're right, we're not a low-cost producer. We make it in California,
right,
and we need to stay viable through keeping our company very fresh and new and offering a lot of options to our client base.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, it's good to talk to you, Anthony. Again, congratulations on your couture garments. So we've been talking to Anthony Minetti, president of Bentley Prince Street, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.